Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here. Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Thursdays are off to a great start. We got the Magic Hack coming up an hour from now. Just stumbled across some audio that we'll have to play for the Magic Hat. The old doucher's been in the news lately.
Old doucher
Bryson. You know, give me a sweetheart deal, I'll go play my YouTube golf, all right? That'll keep me in check for the majors.
I mean, look.
Why don't you try and break 50 with the President of the United States? Tell me that doesn't get you ready to go play an Open Championship.
Hey, guys, Bryson here. I'm going to hit a ball over my house.
But he'll get more viewers on those YouTube videos than Liv did. That's funny.
That is for
certain.
He'll
get like a million views on those videos. Liv Golf was getting like 30,000.
Yeah, it's one of those in my hip pocket that I could rant about for 45 minutes, but I won't because I know it'll bore people and it is golf. So I won't make you go through that. Jordan chimed in. I enjoyed this. 503-864-6326. We're talking about Rodgers in the last segment.
Yeah.
So I was at the draft. They had Will Howard in a booth signing autographs. Then they drafted Drew Aller in the third round, and now they do this. Let's put our quarterback of the future out there. Here's Will Howard. And maybe not. And definitely not.
Look, my team certainly is not perfect. Almost no team is.
No, I think
fans should always call out their teams when they do stupid stuff or stuff that pisses them off.
Yeah.
How that fan base is not rioting about what's happened the last 3 or 4 years. And I take it back further than that, but really the last 2, 3, 4 years is a window of like, what?
You're in NFL purgatory.
You're Pittsburgh.
You
were
in NFL. Like, somebody texted in, they won the division. Like, that's awesome.
That division sucked last year.
Lamar Jackson missed half the year. Cincinnati plays worse defense than high school football teams in the PIL.
And Cleveland is Cleveland.
The Browns are the Browns. Like, there were three non-division winners in the AFC who had more wins than you.
Yeah.
Buffalo had more wins than you. They didn't win their division. Houston had more wins than you. They didn't win their division. And the Chargers had more wins than you, and they didn't win their division. Like, this idea that winning did we watch the playoff game?
The division's nice to win. That's a symptom of an awful conference, yes. Not you being a great team.
I also think the tough part, and again, maybe Steeler fan disagrees with this. I don't know how many we have that are listening right now, but I just...
They're a pretty big fan base.
They absolutely are. Yeah. I know there's a lot of Steeler fans in the area. Like, you just have to sell me on some semblance of hope for the future. And it's one thing if Aaron Rodgers is getting a goodbye tour season in Green Bay, like where he played his career. Why are we? Why we don't owe him anything? He's been here for a year. He
also
was a Jet for 2 years.
Yeah,
like we don't owe him a goodbye tour. We don't owe him any of that stuff. And so I don't understand the idea of wanting another year of being stuck in purgatory, because that's exactly what you will be. Aaron Rodgers being there does not mean that they can't win games. It does not mean that they can't be competitive in the division. Does Lamar stay healthy? Does Cincinnati have a defense with a pulse? Because if the answer to those questions are no, you're going to have a good shot at winning the division again by default, because that's how bad the division is right now. You know what's going to happen when you get to the playoffs? Exactly what we saw last year. It was a non-competitive game. You got smoked. You've been in the playoffs a lot lately, and you still can't win games. And so I don't understand what bringing Aaron Rodgers back for another year does. And if you're a Steeler fan who just says, let's win the division and get bounced in the wild card round again.
Like, have fun with that.
We just disagree fundamentally as on what it feels like to be a fan and what our hopes and goals are.
I always want my team to make the playoffs. It's not an anti-playoff thing. It's not even an NBA tank thing. It's more like, if it's the same result over and over and over and like it's just repeatedly wild card losses, with or without a division, the division tends to not matter anymore. And also your head coach is double the age of literally every coach in the NFC West. So like you got an old ass coach.
Yes, he is.
Your quarterback's 42, 41 years old. He's doing a victory tour. Like I don't know, man. You can hang your hat, I guess, on the division. I'd be happy if my team won a division, but I'd also be honest and say, oh, my division was terrible. I only won it by default.
Yeah, if you're in the AFC West, you don't win the division. If you're in the AFC South, you don't win the division. And if you're in the AFC East, you don't win the division. You won the division because you were in the AFC
Well,
North.
Hold on. Give me a second.
And you were the only team above 500 in your division.
Give me a second. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Search away. Pittsburgh Steeler factoids.
So, let's see. They finished.
They were 10-7, I believe, last year.
10-7?
Yeah. They were the only team above 500.
The only division they would have won in the National Football League outside of that was the NFC South.
Yeah. And how do we feel about the NFC
South? They wouldn't even have made the playoffs in the NFC West.
No. No.
They would have been dead last.
Yes, if you swapped them and the Arizona Cardinals, they would have been in last place in the NFC West. So, like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Sell me on something that I can get excited about down the road, and that to me is either way, one of your young quarterbacks plays okay as a rookie. We've seen that before where all of a sudden it gives you that optimism. Like the Giants were pretty bad last year. Malik Nabers went down. The season didn't end the way that they wanted to. They were I picked them to be a wild card. Like, hey, that defense might be feisty. Like, none of that ended up being true. They fired their head coach. Their best offensive weapon got hurt. Scataboo got hurt too. Like, but how are they feeling right now? We have a Giants fan we work with. He's our boss. He's optimistic. You know why? Because Jackson Dart showed some flashes, and you're like,
well, yeah, it's in Harbaugh.
That's a part of it, too. But also, quarterback is what is required to win in the National Football League. You don't have to have Patrick Mahomes, but you got to have somebody with a pulse at that position. And Rodgers is another year older, and you just can't sell that to me that it's going to work long term.
I more worry about, too, like maybe they end up being bad because he gets hurt. He got hurt last year.
Yes.
What, he had a broken hand or wrist or something like that? Like, and then he played.
Yeah.
What are you going to expect for him this year? Is he going to stay healthy? I mean, maybe it ends up working out. His last go around is, you know, five games and he's largely in a jacket and that's going to be it. We'll see you later, Aaron Rodgers. What a disappointing end to your career the last couple of years.
A la Brett Favre. It's got to follow the Brett Favre.
Yeah. And maybe you're almost forced. You got to play Will Howard now to see what he is and you suck. And it ends up working out for you. That's very much in play here. I just think the setup of like what do you think you're doing this year?
Yeah, you're gonna be competitive because your defense is good enough, but you won't do anything that matters, and you're stuck in NFL purgatory.
Well, how much is your defense going to take a step back when you changed coaches? Who's more offensive?
Very well could.
Minded guy.
Very well could. I think a lot of those pass rushers and D line guys are still there, so I don't see them taking a big step back. But they're not good enough to do anything that matters ultimately at the end of the day, and that's what would drive me the most nuts as a fan. Speaking of coaching, this one made me chuckle. I got one other story in the coaching world I want to get to, but I will ask you this question. Sometimes when you have opinions on topics and then you see somebody else shares the opinion, I'm always wondering if it changes. How do you feel about being on the same side of the 2014 playoff as Tim Brando? Do you see Tim Brando going hard in the paint?
I saw Tim Brando going at somebody. Well, hold on.
He was attacking the hoop with authority.
We're going to call a timeout here. You're on a 4-0 run. You're giving me
a T.O.
Yeah, we're doing a
timeout spread.
We're doing a Greg Popovich timeout.
Bum,
we're 30 seconds into the first quarter of the game, and I don't even like 2-0.
You've turned it over twice. Now all of a sudden you need a T.
I haven't come out and been like a staunch supporter of the 24.
Tim Brando, simpatico, two pieces of pod.
Tim Brando's a TV guy who wants to call playoff games, so of course he wants the 2014 playoff.
That's exactly what it is.
My stance is I think it's going to happen whether I like it or not.
Sure.
The coaches want it. That's how they make more money. The Pop-Tart Bowl is a playoff, so stop downplaying that. And I also just think like, we fundamentally agree from some standpoints, but largely we're coming at different angles here. Tim Brando just wants to call a playoff game, telling you it's going to happen, so stop acting like you're not going to watch it or care about it. That's all my point is.
That's I just chuckle because I know how we feel about Tim Brando on this show, and I saw his tweets yesterday. This has turned into a...
I don't know who the media member was, but he was
some random
going
guy
at
I've never seen. He was getting very personal. Tim Brando was not letting up.
Oh.
When Tim Brando's got you on the run, he's not backing down.
Must have been a bad hair dye day.
Yeah, he's saying, hey, come on, let's get Fox and CBS in the mix here. Can we call some playoff games around
That's
here?
That's all it is about.
I want a little taste. Let me get a little bite of the nipple here. Come on, man.
Don't act like you wouldn't want to watch the playoff Pop-Tart Bowl. Come on.
Actually, I wouldn't because I prefer they're on home sites. If you give me 24,
we're all
on home sites.
No, I'm saying if the Pop-Tart came to Eugene.
So now we're doing bowl games in home stadiums?
Well, if they don't want to lose the company sponsorship, sure. You basically tell the company, get your Pop-Tart and your big-ass toaster.
Bring a giant toaster to Autzen.
You fly into Springfield, you get to Eugene, and you cook that bad boy. When Oregon beats, Western Kentucky 45-15.
The poor Hilltoppers are sacrificial lamb of the first
They've been
round.
Topped, man.
This is what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I saw this yesterday, and I knew I needed to bring this up. Let's do one for Sprager here. So you get your Aaron Rodgers rant. We all know how you feel about Rodgers, although I am lockstep with you. He used to be my guy, but this is dumb. What are we doing now, Pittsburgh?
Okay.
This one, I'm just going to go ahead and look. Tim Brando might be on your team, so that was a rough moment. But here's an alley-oop for you. Have you seen what Brian Kelly's up to these days?
Oh, damn, I had my magic hat.
Oh, is this a magic hat segment? I apologize.
Okay. I'll take it out. I got.
This
other
is
stuff.
Too good.
Yeah.
This is like
I almost did this in the first hour. And I was like, I'll punt it to the magic hat because I didn't know if you'd seen it.
Brian Kelly, who obviously got fired by LSU last year, left Notre Dame's there for 3.5 years. He gets turfed. He's gone. Now they got Lane Kiffin.
Now he's really learning.
Now he's in the process of learning. What's he learning about? You might be asking. Well, Brian Kelly, eventually that buyout money's going to run out, and old Brian Kelly's going to want to take his family to a new city.
If that buyout money runs out, he needs to hire a financial consultant. You should never work again. Are you kidding me?
He was doing an interview with USA Today is where this came from, and somebody just checking in. Hey, what's Brian Kelly up to these days? He says, get ready for the next stuff. And he says he spends his free time during the day, which he's got a lot of it now because he's currently unemployed, and he spends his free time doing his due diligence with Claude and AI, asking questions to build some of the answers that I think will be helpful for me for the next time I get in front of an athletic director. He said...
So what are you learning from
Claude,
what is AI telling you?
Well, Claude, as you know, quote, is probably a little bit better in predicting some of the things outside of the lines, whereas ChatGPT, much more driven right down the center.
Right.
There's some interesting things that I've laid down relative to recruiting, profiling, transfer portal. There's a lot of work that you can do, and I think it's going to have to be a part of the next iteration in coaching. You're going to have to utilize those tools. Now, look, it's not going to be... take over everything. Balls and strikes are here to stay in Major League Baseball, but it's not taking over the game. I think it's enhancing it, and I think AI used the right way and understanding how to use it can enhance the experience for everybody.
Yeah.
So your guy Brian Kelly is spending his free time just searching on AI how to impress the next athletic director that I sit in front of to try and get another coaching job.
What he doesn't want to tell you is he's copying and pasting every possible interview question and then getting the best possible response that he can just holster right there in the interview. Now, let me ask you this, because I saw this story yesterday, I thought it was really funny. It's right in our wheelhouse. I was going to put it in the magic hat, but you brought it up.
What would you rather have, Aaron Rodgers as your franchise quarterback or Brian Kelly as your head coach?
That's not the question. Would you rather have Brian Kelly as the head coach of your program or pay $5 million for a premier recruiting coordinator and have AI
come
be
up
your
the
head
game
coach?
Plan. I'll take the latter. I'll take the latter. Give me the Jimmys and the Joes and an AI bot to coach the team. I'll take that.
The robot's not going to give my quarterback death eyes as he walks off after throwing a pick.
I don't think he's going to kill a video staffer and make him climb up into a tall tower to film practice in 80-mile-an-hour winds. I don't think he would do that. I don't think that he's. I don't think he would talk about wanting to kill all of his players after the game. Remember when he did that at Notre Dame?
Remember when he banged the table and blamed the whole team except himself?
How does this keep happening? I don't know, Brian. Why don't you look in the mirror? Why do you guys keep blowing leads?
Well, what does this do? What are you really getting from this? I'm okay with using AI, actually, in a lot of aspects of the X's and O's and the nuance of football. What are you talking about? You've been a head coach since you were what, 30 something?
Let's see how long Brian Kelly has been coaching.
He was coaching Cincinnati while I was at Oregon State.
Oh, God.
40, dude.
Yeah, he was at Cincinnati for a long time. He was at Cincinnati. Well, actually, no, that's not that long at all. Sorry. He has been in college football coaching since 1987. He took over at Grand Valley State as the head coach. He was their head coach from 91 to 2003, then went to Central Michigan, was there for 3 years, then went to Cincinnati, was there for 4 years, went to Notre Dame, he was there for 11, and then LSU. This guy has been coaching in college football longer than I have been alive, and he needs help from a robot for the next time he sits in front of an athletic director.
We just brought up his name coincidentally because of Rodgers. He just reminds me of Mike McCarthy talking about how much film he's grinded.
Yes.
And learned about the sport.
Yes.
Then gets the job and it comes out and he's like, I actually didn't even know what my password was on Claude. It locked me out. But I didn't want to admit that out loud because nobody wants to say they forgot what their password was.
I mean, look, there's a lot of dumb programs out there, and it wasn't like he was the worst in the world.
Dude, he's going to get a job.
He's going to get a head coaching job.
Who's on a hot seat right now? Like Wisconsin?
So I actually have something in my notes today. I guess
they just extended. Didn't they extend?
I mean, what do extensions mean, dude? If they have another bad year. Wisconsin just had their first draft without having a player taken since 1978.
So did UNC in Colorado.
Yes, they did. God, speaking of which, total side tangent.
Yeah.
You see, we're robbed of the revenge game. So the North Carolina quarterback, Gio Lopez, who transferred in for year one under Belichick, immediately transferred out. He now plays for Jake Dickert at Wake Forest. He's going to be their starter this year.
ACC battle.
He did an interview and was like, that was the worst year of my life. It sucked. He didn't make anything fun. It felt like a job. The players hate him.
I mean,
it's the worst thing that I've ever done in my life, and I could not wait to get out of there.
You know me, man. I haven't been on Belichick's side in a long time. I hate to tell Gio Lopez this. You're paid millions of dollars. It is a job.
It is technically a
job.
You're
not a child anymore. This isn't high school fun with the boys. Like,
it is technically a job.
Now, you should make it fun. It should be a coach's job to make people enjoy themselves. But I hate to tell you, Gio Lopez, it is a job. And that's how people are viewing this.
You are getting paid.
I asked ChatGPT, if my favorite college football team was a title contender, should they hire Brian Kelly? If your favorite college football team is already a serious national title contender, hiring Brian Kelly is a high-floor, mixed-ceiling move.
Even AI's not sold on him.
It says,
he's trying to convince the robots, and they still don't believe in
it. It depends on your team situation. If your team is chaotic, underachieving, and stuck at 8 to 9 wins, he's a strong hire.
Yes.
If your team is already recruiting at an elite top three level and expects national titles, not just playoff appearances, these are arguments to swing for a different, higher upside guy.
Let's go with a younger coach here. What about Clemson and Dabo? Could he be gone after this year?
If they go away from Dabo, they're not going to hire Kelly.
It wouldn't make a lot of sense.
I think it'd be more a Wisconsin. You talk about hiring a Brian Kelly. Who's most likely to do that? I would pick a Wisconsin. He coached there in that region for years with Notre Dame.
He did.
He's very familiar with the Midwest.
Knows the background.
So I don't think any of that would be
It makes the Big Ten more interesting if he's in the conference, that's for sure. Like, he's more entertaining than Luke Fickell.
I just think he's I just think he's going to get another shot. It's not like at LSU he didn't win games.
No, he won 9, 8, 9 games every year.
I think that's what makes a lot of this dumb to me is him coming out and talking about using Claude and AI. It's like, okay, we get it. You're cool and you're hip. It's no different than you using the accent.
Family.
It's like you're just using the thing
that
makes you stand out right now. But you should have... Yeah, I'm more interested in him talking about why they couldn't quite win that one game every year. He was always one game away from making the playoffs.
It's been kind of the story of his career. He's been close and never been able to get fully over the hump his entire career. And the argument when he was at Notre Dame was that he didn't have the resources to do it. And they couldn't recruit at a top five level. And that's why a lot of people nationally thought when he went to LSU, like, oh, that's a home run move. Because he's a good coach and he's been close. But LSU has more resources and a more fertile recruiting ground. And all that stuff makes more sense. And it never happened. And then you get the reports out, like the irony of all this, of like Claude and AI trying to help you, the under the radar or under the table rumors about him at the end of the LSU days was that he didn't care and he didn't work hard. You know why? Because they were paying him like $12 million a year. He's living in Louisiana like a king. Like, he didn't recruit, he didn't give a rat's ass about stuff,
and he still came pretty close.
It's like, if you just had that drive and that work ethic to go the extra 5% like you're trying to get out of your players, you might have been able to do it. But in the aftermath of it, everybody came out and said he didn't recruit, he didn't spend a lot of time on the stuff that mattered, and that's ultimately what kept him from coming up, or what let him come up short. And if I'm an athletic director at another school, that would be the first question I would ask him.
I think the thing about that is the reality when you play all that stuff out loud is those guys will never admit, none of them will ever admit they're burnt out and they don't want to do it. Because the follow-up is, what do I do?
Yeah.
If they're not a destined, obvious media star, like, I actually think if Dabo does part away from Clemson...
Oh, he'd be great in the media landscape.
And I don't know, I'm not saying he would be done in college football. Maybe he wouldn't want in that way. But if
somebody
he decided
could get him a job, but yeah.
to be Bill Cowher and retire at an earlier age than people thought...
Dude, you throw him on game day doing goofy stuff.
We hate some of his takes, yeah. but he would be fantastic on television.
He's definitely entertaining.
Brian Kelly,
no,
not so much. So, like, what does Brian Kelly do?
It just seems like a phony.
Guys like that, just I don't think they want to admit that they're fried, they're cooked,
that
they've
they're
spent
done.
A lot of their energy on it, and they want to live a different life, and they can't completely walk away.
64 years old, man. Hang him up, buddy. Hang him
Fickell,
up.
Fickell, by the way, is a contract until 2032.
They gave him an extension, yeah.
Oof.
Have fun with that buyout if it doesn't go 80% well this year.
Of whatever's left on the contract if they fire him.
Yeah. They got a brutal schedule again this year, too. Yeah. Which, yeah, have fun with that, Wisconsin. We will get to the Magic Hat. Sorry for taking one out for you, but I'll throw one in. So we'll
no,
up
no
being...
worries. I got Magic Hat stuff.
Okay, we got more Magic Hat. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Let's stick around the NBA a little bit. A couple of interesting comments from one coach that I want to talk about because I think we can connect it here locally. Not that we're going to be a trade partner of this team. I just thought the comments were fascinating in terms of an honest level of conversation about the season that they just had. So I'll explain, tell you who that is. We'll stick in the NBA. We'll do it next. 105.1 FM.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fam.
Here we go, man. Here we go.
Magic Hat coming up top of the hour. Get to a broadcasting slash home and home story here in a moment. That's going to piss everybody off.
Is it?
I hope it does, but maybe it won't.
It's the future of the sport, unfortunately. And so we might be tied into this with your team. Because if anybody on this show is going to have their team do this, it's mine.
You are 100% right
your
there.
Your team.
100% right there. When NBA seasons come to an end, we get exit interviews. Happens across the league. We had ours, was that last week? I don't know what time is anymore, but I think it was last week. We got our exit interviews. Week. Thank you. Last Thursday or whatever. Mm-hmm. We get to hear from Joe Cronin. We talked about the things that he said and the cheapness and the two-way players and all of that. Well, somebody's exit interview quotes caught my ear, and I thought they were interesting. If you were to look at the Celtics over the last 10 years, we're talking about one of, if not the best-run organizations in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Been to six conference finals, two NBA finals, right? Lost one,
mm-hmm.
if my math is correct there. Some of the stuff that Brad Stevens said at their exit interviews I found – fascinating in terms of a level of honesty and introspection about where they're at right now as an organization and how it might translate to next year.
So did the whole league. The whole league wanted to watch this because of one of their star players jumping on the stream. Yes.
Jaylen Brown for Giannis is now the big hot ESPN trade rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get to the audio, I'm just going to ask you a question. I'm curious if you know the answer.
Can we hop in and get Jaylen Brown if we give Milwaukee their picks back Boston can get Giannis? I'm in.
Giannis to Boston. Austin,
yep.
Jaylen Brown to Portland.
Yep.
Picks and
fill in the blank.
For the love of God, Jeremy Grant, please.
Shaden Sharp and all the picks.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I do that trade.
I wouldn't hesitate.
I would do that trade.
Could you imagine having Jaylen Brown here?
It would be great.
Underrated part about him, aside from his weirdo-ness.
Could be our number one.
He is fantastic in the community. Does a lot of really good things.
Yeah, the streaming's a little weird for me, but it's a new generation, the kids these days.
Yeah, the kids these days.
I get it.
You know what I mean? But the kids these days are also really talented and athletic.
Some guy like standing behind him in a mask. Like, what's he doing?
Who's
there?
The random white guy?
Yeah, who's
that's
that guy?
Just right there in the Celtics baseball uniform.
Can I be in your stream? I'll stream with you.
You'll be the random white guy from Selwood?
He's not doing anything. He's just standing there.
It's my guy, Andy.
That's right, Jaylen. You told him.
Over at Eastmo.
Make sure
you check him out.
Hey, Westmo.
Well, he's in Eastmo. You're in Eastmo with him. He's staying in Eastmo.
Do you guys know off the top of your head or care to guess what the Blazers' record was versus teams above 500 this year?
Oh, that's a great question.
The Portland Trail Blazers finished the season.
Can I guess a winning percentage more than a record? Because I don't even know how to put that.
I will tell you this. I'll tell you how many games.
Okay.
They were 42-40 on the year. 42-40 final record.
Correct.
They played a total of 49 games against teams above 500 this year. 49 of their 82.
I will say 49. So I'll say they were 16-33.
16-33?
Yeah.
Okay. Brandon, you want to guess?
I was going to go a little better than that. I was going to say like 8 games under that. So
okay, so 24
and more losses than wins.
Okay. Sense. I gotcha. So I'll give you the answer on the other side of the audio. Mm-hmm. But I just want to let's hear what the Celtics were the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference.
Okay.
They have been a very well-run team for a long time. Conference finals, right, went over the whole pedigree. Here's a couple of clips from Brad Stevens yesterday at their exit interviews.
We have to play well in the regular season to get to where we want to go. And so, like, we don't want to undersell the regular season. That said, as I look at us honestly, I think that how we played against the best teams is relevant and should be taken into account as we look at our team moving forward.
And I think the other thing that you have to consider, especially for next year, is there were a lot of teams in the NBA that were playing for draft positioning this year, and that will not be the case next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so the league's going to be a lot better. The regular season's going to be a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
And it will probably give you a better indication of what everybody really is.
So that was Brad Stevens on the Boston Celtics about their record against teams who were, he cited it, I can't remember off the top of my head, but he basically used the top 3 or 4 seeds in the East and the West.
Do you remember?
They had a very hard time. It was well below 500 against the top 3 or 4 teams. Yeah. He's not just doing playoff teams, he's doing contending teams. They're in a different class than us, right? So we're not comparing apples to apples.
Sure.
The Blazers' record against teams with a 500 record or better this year was 19-30.
Oh, I was close.
Very close. You guys kind of split the difference a little bit there.
Yeah, and it was a losing record. I just wasn't sure how bad.
19-30 is what the final result ended up being. At one point, they had more losses than that, but then I think two of the teams ended up falling below 500, if that makes sense.
Well, and then how many of the wins? So at the end of the year is when they kind of surged on.
Yes, they were 23-10 against teams who were below 500 this season.
Yeah, they feasted on the bad
13
teams.
13 games above 500 against tanking bad NBA teams. And so I have brought this up a couple of times. I don't think it's going to necessarily dictate what they do or don't do because we have new ownership, and that usually leads to change. But just this idea of we've taken a step, I think we can all acknowledge that. I'm just going to continue to shout from the top of the mountaintops of, like, how big of a step was it? And does that step regress next year, depending on what you do this offseason, because you will not have as many tanking teams.
So,
and I thought it was great to hear a Brad Stevens type acknowledge, like, dude, we won a lot of games against teams who were actively trying to lose, and we have to take that into consideration.
So a couple things here. How big a step did we take? Well, we went from no play-in playoff to in the playoff 7th seed.
But that's how many teams did we beat that were tanking this year that were not tanking the year before?
Well, but they won 6 more games. And now I want to follow up to that. It's great. It was a fun season. They over-exceeded the expectations, especially once their head coach was arrested by the FBI.
The over-under, they blew it out of the water.
The injuries were a big concern. They got through it, okay? Now the part that is, I think, more worthy of the conversation that you're bringing up, and I think is a very valid point. When they didn't make even the play-in last year, they won 36 games. What was the main takeaway at the end of the season? And then the carryover into the, you know, the start of the season press conferences. What was the takeaway?
Defense, defense, defense.
We're
gonna be dominant.
We're a juggernaut defense. We ended the year this. We extended everybody because of the way our season ended. And look where we're going. And they got six games better. And then also by acknowledging, truthfully in Boston, oh, that's right, a huge percentage of the league openly tried to lose in a way that the league has never seen before.
No.
So bad and so egregiously, the league had to change the tanking stuff. So I don't know how we're evaluating this internally from our vantage point, the way that he's talking about. You know, Joe Cronin's not going to come out. I don't recall if he said this at his presser. I don't remember hearing this. Did he talk about what our record was against the better teams in the West?
No, I thought he had a good press conference, but that was not a part of it.
I do too. And I understand not every general manager or president of a basketball team does. But I think it highlights the difference between orgs. Boston, we know, is a better organization.
No doubt.
Historically and now. But also, if you want to know why and how, yeah, having Tatum and Brown certainly is the hugest of deals. But you're also seeing the way they think. That's a highlight of how they think and operate. They were a 2 seed who blew a 3-1 lead to a 7-seeded team that had a banged up player that came back and played well.
Yep.
They are absolutely disappointed by that result. But you also can't just say, well, okay, we're one of the few teams to blow a 3-1 lead in NBA history. Woe is us, poor us, we're okay. He's like, yo, why did this happen?
Yeah.
And now he's evaluating everything and he's telling you, okay, and looking back, the regular season does matter, even though most people don't think it starts till after January now, but it matters to us. Well, how did we do against the good teams? Oh, not so hot. Well below 500. That has to matter because he is right. I gave Adam Silver the credit on this with the tanking stuff. You may not like it. It's never going to curb tanking fully, but I'm telling you, next year, you will see so many more teams actually trying.
Yes.
Because what I think Silver's after is just the effort. You're going to have bad teams. You cannot stop that.
We don't need 17, 19, 20, 22, 22, 25, 26, 26. Those are your bottom nine teams of the Western Conference.
You're always going to have the Nationals and the Raiders and the Wizards. Those are always going to exist in sports. You're never going to stop that. But what you can stop is the egregiousness of it, and I think he's going to get that at least next year. And so I think Stevens is viewing this the right way. And I hope we are, too, of like, it was great to take a step, but simply rolling over one or two pieces is not going to make or break us taking that next step. I don't expect title contention.
No.
But, man, if you could hypothetically jump into a scenario where Jalen is on the trading block and you're the third team involved who's giving away real capital
to go get a piece,
to be getting that piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm all in on that idea, and I think that's the way you should evaluate it.
I think it's a good reminder for me. Like, I don't know what they're saying behind the scenes, right? Like, maybe this is exactly how the Blazers are thinking. They just haven't said it publicly. Maybe Joe Cronin looks in the mirror and says, yeah, I mean, we got better this year, but how better did we get, considering?
And I don't mean to interrupt you, but doesn't them talking about them putting so much in the way last season ended tell you how they're thinking?
Here's the one difference.
That tells me how Brad Stevens is
totally get it. Here's the one difference, and this is, again, while I will reiterate, and I know some listeners probably don't like it because you're concerned about the Portland Super Blazers or the Seattle Super Blazers. This is one of the reasons I'm excited to have a new owner, because if Jody Allen was in charge and nothing had changed behind the scenes, I know that's exactly how they would have handled their offseason. We went from how many wins to how many wins? We went from non-play-in to play-in. We're a playoff team now. Like, we took a step. We're going to have internal. Like, that's what we did for 10 years under Neil Olshey. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
Every year.
You just had an all-time player lift you
who could carry
than
you year in and year out. But we knew that there wasn't any light at the end of the tunnel. And so it's one of the reasons that I'm glad that there's at least a change in ownership and leadership at the top, because I do think that these are the kind of questions that should be asked. And hearing Brad Stevens say it, it made me feel not crazy bringing this up at the end of the year of like, dude, go look at who Portland beat after the All-Star break.
Patsies.
It's absolute literally patsies. Nobody.
Yeah.
And that's when they made their money, and it's when they went on their run and they played their way into a play-in spot.
So, if their schedule is reversed, they don't even they may not make the play-in.
Right. If it's a little more backloaded, they just had the easiest schedule in the NBA after the All-Star break, and they capitalized on it to their credit. But the whole argument is, will you be able to capitalize on it next year? Because there won't be as many tanking teams. We'll get to some more on this, see if there's any more thoughts on the story. I just found what Brad Stevens had to say incredibly refreshing and honest about the state of the NBA. And like, dude, we fed off a lot of really bad teams this year. That plus the future of broadcasting and college athletics is going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. We'll get to those next. 105.1 F.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
The fam. Yeah, I think we all agree. Go get Jaylen Brown this offseason. Pull it off. Let's go, Cronin.
Look, if you had AD...
You know what you got to do?
Take your hand and put it down your pants, son. Squeeze that damn thing. Make sure you got...
If it's AD, Giannis, or Jaylen Brown...
Ooh, yeah, what's your big board there? 1, 2, 3.
I'm taking Jaylen number one.
Over Giannis? Health reasons?
Yeah.
Is he younger? How old is Jaylen Brown?
He is younger than Giannis. He's also, he's under control. He's got the contract.
He's 29 years old.
Giannis is 32?
Giannis is 30.
31? 32?
31.
And he's going to want a new 5-year
yes, he will.
Supermax extension after being a little banged up. Now,
Jaylen Brown was once our running mate of Damian Lillard, don't you remember?
I remember that. Jaylen Brown, I would, and also the fit, the way it would kind of work out, I would rather have it. Now, Giannis is second there, and AD is a
distant third.
I'd probably have Trey Murphy ahead of AD if I was being honest.
Unless
there.
It's a salary dump and a second round pick, and you're like, all right, whatever, let's kick the tires on and see how it works.
Kick the tires and light the fires, Big
I'd
Daddy.
I'd rather have Anthony Davis than Jeremy Grant on my team.
Yes, confirmed. I'd rather see him in street clothes than watch Jeremy Grant do what he did in the playoffs again.
I would too.
That was terrible.
I would too, and he's making $35 million.
I mean, I don't want to spend the whole summer doing the hypothetical thing. It just, we are in such a weird, fascinating, interesting time here.
Mm-hmm.
Other years, we've been sold a bill of goods. You know, some seasons, it's largely nothing but run it back with the young guys and see if they grow.
Yeah.
This is a real, like, can you build on this moment? Minnesota is showing you, whether they win this in 6-7 or lose in 5, they're showing you that, like, hey, they're not going anywhere.
No, we might not be to the level of OKC San Antonio, but if there's a next tier, we are right there and on top of it.
San Antonio, OKC going nowhere. Yep. LA, I think, will tweak their roster and figure that out. And so I'm not going to take them off of a big board. And then you're in the group with everybody else. You're in it with the Clippers. You're in it with the Suns.
Denver, you didn't even mention Denver. There. He's got Jokic.
Thank you. Like, you're in this Golden State. Are they going to get any better?
Yeah.
You're in it. And you're going to have, all, by the way, a couple tanking teams. Utah is not going to actively try to tank.
No.
I think they could be better with Markin and Triple J and Keontae George. So
Dallas has Cooper Flagg coming back for you, too.
And what if they get Nabonsa, right? Like, they're a young, fun team. So I'd rather not be complacent. I'd rather be aggressive. You now more than ever, with that pick conveying, there's not an excuse. You have the trade capital. You've got the contracts. If you can get in on a phone call and say, look, Milwaukee, you're operating in business. We got a lot of your business. And you got money to match. Throwing Milwaukee, who may not want to do the Jaylen Brown bad, weird, good thing, and saying, let us get that. You get these picks back. And you get Shaden Sharpe and Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, we'll give you a couple of pieces, make the salaries
and
work.
And Boston, like, it is a trade that makes a ton of sense. Atlanta also makes sense here in our place, but Atlanta only has the one pick of Milwaukee's to give back to them. We've got the pick swaps and the pick. So Joe Cronin doesn't have, like, there's not a reason to be laid back, and I don't think he will.
No.
My biggest takeaway is they're going to make a massive move. I just don't know in what capacity. But that's a move, dude. Sign us up all day for that.
Well, and a comment on YouTube was essentially, let me go find it. Why would Boston ever even trade him? And I certainly understand that thought, because I have the same one, too, of like, if nobody's forcing a hand here and I'm Boston, like if I'm Brad Stevens.
Oh, I'm running it back. Yeah.
I'm running it back. Same. Like, you didn't have Tatum all year, essentially. He came back at the very end of the season and then missed the most pivotal game in the first round. He couldn't play in Game 7.
He might have won Game 7 if Tatum played, right?
And we're having a different conversation right now. So if there is no sense of urgency from one of the guys, then you just run it back because you've been one of the best organizations in the league and you're going to get Tatum hopefully healthy for a full season. This has to stem from it. I think why people are going down this road now is because, and we played the comments earlier in the week when he said him, Jaylen Brown went on a stream and said that was the most enjoyable year he's ever had in the NBA. And they were a 2 seed who blew a 3-1 series lead, which is a very rare thing in the history of the NBA. And he's been an NBA champion and a finals MVP. He's been to 6 conference finals. He's been to 2 NBA finals. Like, he's been really good, and they've been really good for a long time. This is one of the worst years the Celtics have had when you consider postseason success in God knows how long. I mean, in 10 years.
I mean, they're part of history. Very rare. Blowing a 3-1 lead.
Yes, and he said this was the most enjoyable year. And the reason he said it, many people are assuming, is because this was the first time in his career that he didn't have a Tatum shadow over his shoulder. He was their number one option, and he played like a number one player all season. And he led them to the 2 seed this year. Now, it was in the Eastern Conference, and according to their GM, a little misleading based on beating bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, I think that's where I totally get the point, because I have the same thought of, like, why would Boston trade either of those guys? It has to come internally from a Jaylen Brown saying, like, all right, that was fun. I want to go do that somewhere else where I can be an option. And whether he's traded in Milwaukee straight up for Giannis or whether it's another team and somebody else gets involved, for the love of God, Cronin, let's go. He would be the number one option on any other team that would pull off that trade.
Tend to agree. We're not suggesting he is going to get traded. It is, though, to me, him going to them. I mean, I want you to imagine a scenario. I know one guy means a little bit more, but just imagine a scenario where Dame Lillard goes on a live stream and talks about how his first year in Milwaukee was actually his favorite year of his career.
Right.
How would you feel?
Not great.
Like, what?
Huh?
You literally...
You carried our franchise for a decade. You won playoff series.
That guy literally won the championship and was the finals MVP in the conference and NBA finals. And he said the most fun of his career was the year his running mate was not playing.
The year Tatum was not available. And
that,
I get it.
That's why people are doing the speculation stuff, because who says that? What an odd thing to say when you've reached the top of the pinnacle of your sport and been crowned, you were the best in this moment. Like, why would this year be the best year?
Right.
Oh, he was on the sideline. So I'm not even saying it. Boston would run this back no problem if he doesn't say anything. It's more of, does he say anything privately? And the indication becomes like, oh, okay, well, you want your own thing? We'll grant you that, and we can get a great player out of this deal.
Yeah, it's funny because it's a reminder, and again, we don't know where this is going to go, but just the fact that this is a conversation and Brown had those comments, it's a reminder of how delicate the balance is of keeping egos in check
for a long run in the NBA.
Like, I thought back to the Jailblazer documentary where Bob Woodson tells a story about getting Scotty. Scotty wanted nothing to do with Portland. He didn't want to come here. Rains a lot. Weather's not good. Like, Portland, I'm not going there. And what was his selling point to get him to come?
Mm.
If you go to L.A. and win titles, you ain't ever getting...
You're the fourth fiddle, buddy.
Yeah. Phil's bigger than you, Kobe's bigger than you, and Shaq's bigger than you. Yeah. So you're the fourth fiddle, and you were always the second fiddle or third fiddle in Chicago, depending on if you gave more credit to the coach or, and obviously, MJ. And so that was the whole point. It was a selling point to get him to come here. Now, he would have had three more championships had he gone to L.A. I don't know what that does to his legacy, because that would be... If he had nine rings, it'd be pretty wild.
Is Scotty the GOAT if he has nine?
But it's just like, it's a very fragile ecosystem of trying to keep everybody happy. Happy and satisfied. It's not easy to do. And I get it from Brown's perspective, because I've always felt like he's the best player in Boston, and he never will get, he'll never be the face of the franchise, because Tatum's just the bigger media darling. He's in more commercials. He's more recognizable. His career at Duke was more notable. Like, everything about him, it was a bigger deal coming in than Brown. And so I don't blame him for wanting to get out of the shadow. I just think personally he should come back to the West Coast, you know.
Cal guy,
why don't you come play over here?
Here we go, man. Here we go.
Dare to dream, Andrew.
I've heard his politics. I know they align with our politics. Steve Kerr's too. Look at that. Twofer. Kerr
coach. Are we getting Kerr and Brown?
Jaylen Brown.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's come be woke together, baby. Come woke it up over here. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I meant to get to a broadcasting thing there. I will kick that to the Magic Hat, because we got a longer Magic Hat now. It's a big hat.
We got a big Magic Hat runway
here. It's a big, full Magic Hat runway, and that's where we start the final hour next. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!